Welcome back to an all new episode, All Gas, No Trash. My name is Josh. Here today with good buddy Adam.
Yes, hello. I just want to give a quick shout out to, not only all the people that have subscribed to our YouTube channel, but the bands that have also been receptive to our episodes. We've found that some of the recent episodes that we've done have been well received by our subjects that we've talked about in the latest episodes.
The subject of the episode it's been well received that we've been talking about them. Now, granted, I mean, obviously we've just said good things. Ridiculous things, mind you, but good things, still true, good things.
Yeah.
So that's probably why. Anyways. Yeah, that'll be that was the No Curse Minute from the No Curse Shout Out Minute.
Right.
Also, in the future, if you are an artist, I mean, just to clarify, and we'll say this on every episode now, yes, you can follow Adam. It's not just Adam, it's like this is a collective thing. So, like, yeah, Adam runs the All Gas, No Trash Instagram page, but. Yeah. Send the shit to him.
Yeah.
All right. I run the Game Rage page. Now, I'm a lazy fuck, so I don't really do anything with it. If you just want to say, hey, what's up, I'm totally down. But if you want to, like, talk to the man, talk to fucking Adam on All Gas, No Trash official Instagram.
That's true.
So, yeah. Anyways.
So.
What do you got for us today?
The person or the band that we're going to be talking about as of right now is called Skuzland.
Are you sure it's not Skuzland?
Skuzland?
I'm going to call him Skuzland. I think that's a better.
Scuzzlebutt?
Concept. Yeah.
Or from like. South Park?
Yeah. Yeah. Skuzland.
I don't know how to pronounce
like
it.
Like Greenland. Skuzland.
To be perfectly honest, I don't know how to pronounce it.
And until corrected or until told otherwise.
Yeah. We don't know any better.
Skuzland.
Right. So this band is called Skuzland, and I found this band a couple like weeks ago, but I don't know how far back from like their furthest single I was, you know, if I wasn't on day zero shit or whatever, but
you weren't a day one shit. It's just Muse.
I mean, it was a little bit after the fact. So a couple weeks ago I found their Muse. I'm like, this is interesting. Of the two singles that I heard, I was like, this is good, but I'm waiting for the track that's going to be. The big burger.
The bomb, right? Yeah.
Yeah, and they dropped it. I'm like, All right. I was not expecting them to do it, but they actually fucking did it. And so just to preface us before, like, actually listening to the music, and we're only going to listen to one song because, as I said before, I was waiting around for the banger. You can look up the other songs. And once you find the artist, you can look them up and shit. But... the song that we're going to listen to is called Rockstar Baby, but I want to give some fucking lore about this band because this is really fucking interesting.
Dude, this fucking guy looks like a character from JoJo's Bizarre Adventure, man. That is fucking great. Or he looks like a straight villain from Dragon Ball Z, man.
All right. Oh, do you have anything else to add?
No, I'm going through the Instagram page and I'm like, holy shit, this is awesome.
Yeah. So upon listening to their,
I can't even, man. Look at this fucking picture, dude. He looks like he's gonna show up and he's like Goku's like Goku and Vegeta are like training, and he's standing there and he just shows up with this pose. He's like, "Hey, bitches," and then they're like, "Who the fuck is this guy?" And he's like, "I'm just here to kill the planet." And then they're like, "What?" And then he fucks them up, like,
It's queer Nappa, dude.
Yeah. That's awesome. Man, it's so good. All right. Anyways. All right. Go ahead.
So just getting into the lore about the band, right? I didn't know anything about them. Mm-hmm. Okay. And how funny is it that amongst all the songs that I've heard, you know, in the last couple weeks, I find this band. And this is the lore from a website, which I will disclose after the fact, right?
Okay.
Skuzland is made up of Ugly Worldwide, that's the artist's name, or their, like, pseudonym, right? Giselle, and Robot Moonjuice.
Dude, what a great fucking name! Dude, that's it, that's his Dragon Ball Z name, Robot Moonjuice. Who are you? I'm Robot Moonjuice.
He's like a queer android, like 18 or something. Oh, or 17.
That's pretty awesome.
Or whatever, which one's the big fucker? 16, right?
16,
Giancarlo Pina... Escolastico That's Robot Moon Juice. Like, that's his actual name. Giselle is an artist and model. She started off her career as a Chicago nightlife club kid when she was discovered by renowned fashion photographer Nick Knight. She broke into the fashion world with her unique style, aesthetic, and boundary-pushing makeup. After years of being a voice and advocate for the queer community and collaborating with artists like Travis Scott, Rihanna, Halsey, and Halsey, Giselle's vision is now entering a new medium with her surprise entry into music. Giancarlo is a director, creative director, songwriter, and performer known for his energetic and flamboyant personality. A Harlem native and queer multimedia artist with a background in fine art and theater. Robot made a name for himself in the 2010s New York City's nightlife scene as a performance artist and club kid. So you want to know where I got this from?
Yeah, where'd you get this from?
I got it from fucking Wasserman's website.
Oh, so they're like signed to them?
Yeah.
Oh, damn.
Out of the gate, dude.
Out of the gate, man.
Three singles in and they're already signed.
Oh, dude, this shit's going to be fucking... I haven't even heard it yet, and this shit's going to be fucking through the moon.
Yeah, like, wait till you hear the song. Well, actually, we're going to watch the music video.
Okay.
We're going to watch the music video, but here's the other part. So, if I'm not mistaken, from the song credits of this particular song, right? And if I'm wrong, I apologize. It might have been in the previous song, but there's a guy that they work with that's a producer. His name's Stone Groove. His actual name is John Mueller.
Okay.
Or it might be Mueller. And his pseudonym is Stone Groove, but
or it could be pronounced Miller with all these fuckers and their weird pronunciation. Yeah. Who knows?
So anyway, Stone Groove is a Grammy award winning music producer and audio engineer from Athens, Greece. He is currently based in NYC and works out of Electric Lady. So that's the same studio that Jimi Hendrix created, right? And is a partner at Flux Studios NYC. He has an extensive roster of clients from all different corners of the music world, including Frank Ocean, Dua Lipa, Pop Smoke, Cage the Elephant, John Batiste, Travis Scott, Tyler, the Creator, and more.
God damn.
So this, they're working with this band.
Yeah, that's so crazy.
So that is the lore. The lore of the band that we have
heard. Man, how they only got 5,000 followers? See, when I hear shit like that,
yeah,
and they don't have like a million followers, it makes me feel good about myself. Not, and it's not to say that this is to be insulting to Scuzzlin, because it's not.
Yeah.
It's just like, oh man, it's good to see that like we do all this crazy shit and we have nobody backing us in terms of like management or booking or anything like that. And oh, cool. Like, you guys have a fucking juggernaut of an agency and like that. Ah, whatever. You're just, you have 5,000 followers. Cool. It makes me feel better about myself. So thank you. I'm sure that won't last much longer, but.
And they were featured on that stupid son of a bitch, Zane Lowe. Ugh. So they already got the rub on that. But anyways, you'd rather hear from us, but don't you?
Yeah, of course you'd rather hear from us because we're funnier.
Yeah.
We're better.
And we also did the intel on ourselves. We did the reconnaissance.
Yeah, you didn't hear nothing about that from Zane Lowe.
Yeah.
Probably. We didn't listen to it, but I mean, probably.
Yeah, so what we're going to do now is watch the music video for Rockstar Baby because this is a doozy of a track.
Oh, man. Yeah. All right, here we go. So if this is your first time with us, then you need to be told what the drill is. And the drill is to fire up your streaming service of choice. I mean, really, we're going to watch the music video, so you should probably fire up YouTube. I mean, that's what I would do. Yep. But if you don't have YouTube and you want to go to your Cox pay-per-view bootleg TV set box and fucking go ahead and pay the $2.99 to access Groove Music, which was the pay channel that used to be of fucking music on television, and you want to fucking check out, what is it, Rockstar Baby?
Yeah.
Rockstar Baby by Scuzzlin. So here we go. Okay, that was Rockstar Baby by Scuzzlin. Okay, all right. Okay, all right. Hold on. You gotta let me go first.
Go ahead.
Okay, all right. First of all, before I get into the fucking high strangeness that's about to happen here, that song was awesome. That was fucking excellent. That was a certified AGNT banger of a song. Okay. I'm put that stamp on there. I don't give a fuck what you say. I'll put the stamp on there anyways. Okay. Your opinions now become irrelevant. Okay? Okay. Whether you liked it or not, it's an AGNT banger. It gets the official stamp of approval.
Okay.
Okay. Now, music video. Okay. So I don't know what happened at the beginning of that, but I got like put into a trance of some kind. I don't know what happened. Like I was watching the video and that like that beat or whatever, that background synth beat just fucking, I don't know what it did. It did something to my brain waves and made the chemicals get all weird.
Yeah.
And so for some reason, you and I were in New York City and we're just like hanging out. And then all of a sudden this white van shows up and these dudes get out and we just get fucking bags over the head and just taken. And we're like, what the fuck? They pull the bags off. We're in some fucking hotel room and it's basically the CIA has kidnapped us. And they're like, hey, man, we need to know some information about DNA. And I'm like, yeah, man, we're fucking idiots. We don't know anything about DNA. And so then the song is playing the whole time. Okay, while this is going on. So they say, oh, well, we'll see about that. And so they inject us with some shit. And I'm like, hey, wait a minute. I've read enough fucking books to know you guys used to do testing on people in the 70s with dosing of LSD and using it as a truth serum. And they're like, oh, so you do know something. And I was like, yeah, but not about DNA. And they're like, well, yeah, just so you know, we've microdosed you with a dose of LSD and you're going to fucking tell us the truth in about 3 minutes here. And then the guy, his buddy taps me, goes, hey, you were supposed to only give them like one CC, not a whole vial each. And then he's like, oh, he's like, well, you guys are fucked. So whatever. And he's like, well, I guess we're going to have to find out anyways. So all of a sudden we're in like we end up after taking the LSD hits and we're in Google Maps. OK, we are in Google fucking Maps. We're not in like real life anymore. We are in the first person view of Google Maps.
Yeah.
And the internet connection's real shitty. And that's what this music video. It's like that weird Google Maps and we're spinning around and we're just like we're lost as fuck and we have no idea what's going on. Someone's yelling about DNA under the sheets and we're like, the fuck are they talking about? Jizz? Like, what's going on? I have no idea. You're sitting there staring at me going like, I'm just as high as you. I have no idea what the fuck's happening. And we're like, hey, but whatever this BGM tracks that's going on here, it's fucking awesome. This background music is great. If this was a video game, this would be excellent. And then somehow we ended up in Minecraft for like 5 minutes and then came back out into Google Maps. And then when the high wore off, you and I were just sitting in that like, where they were at that in that music video in that like that scaffolding or whatever.
Yeah,
we're in the scaffolding, but we're not like sitting nicely or anything like that.
Yeah,
I'm upside down hanging by one foot from one of the things that's like tied to it. And you're like sideways, like planking. And we come to both at the exact same time and we go, what the fuck just happened? And then we're like, I have no idea. And then fade to black. That's the end of it. Okay. But that was the experience I had while watching this music video and listening to this song. And now listen, the only way you know that something is good is when I have some sort of fucking strange acid trip. While I didn't even take any drugs before this. I just want to be clarifying with everyone. I didn't actually take any drugs. This song and this music video was drugs, all right? It is drugs. And I have to say, to all those fuckers that say drugs are bad, this drug is good. Scuzzling drugs are good, all right? That shit was amazing. Top fucking tier. Yes, sure. So what if they have fucking backing by fucking major players?
Well, they earned it. I mean, because they've already done the work as creatives in some other industry.
Yeah.
And they're now they're bringing it all back.
I can't imagine that being a club kid / performer pays that well.
Yeah.
So I imagine you're slumming it, living with fucking 18 dudes in a fucking one bedroom apartment in New York City where the rent's $27,000 and each of you are pulling together your money to fucking try to survive.
Well, keep in mind that one of them, well, the girl is a model, so she probably does all right for herself.
Yeah, I'm not other talking guy, about her.
Oh, okay.
I'm talking about Robot Moon Juice, okay? or whatever. Is that his name?
Well, he's a creative director. He's also...
Yeah, now, but back when he was a club kid fucking performer, yeah. I doubt that's where the work was done, yeah. I imagine.
Yeah.
And listen, I'm sure that dude's got... And sure, her too as well. I'm sure they've got some crazy fucking stories.
Yep.
And I would love to talk to them, man. I know that's probably not in the cards, especially now that they're somebody and we're, you know, who we are.
Yeah.
Nobody's. So, like, I doubt that would ever happen. But, man, I would love to fucking have a sit down, just chat with them about just their lives, man. I'm sure it's fucking entertaining and interesting as hell. But anyways, all right. So now that I've said what my piece, what do you think about this?
So this is by far, I think, I don't even think it's a contest when it comes to music videos that I've seen that this one is the tops for 2025. It's strange. It is very fucking weird. I think it's shot in France. I just don't know where. I imagine it's Paris, but yeah, like the weird Google Maps, because you know you can click in one direction and you can kind of look in all directions. It had that feeling, and it also even had when the assets aren't loaded, it's kind of got like this polygonal shape to it.
Yeah,
and they even each respective person has like this weird low poly look to them.
Yeah,
in certain scenes. But the opening part of it with the dude like walking on a spinning, well, what looks like a spinning wheel because of the way it's shot, that was interesting. And there's like iconic scenes in this with the woman walking down some street in Paris with like the Marie Antoinette shit.
Yeah, man.
And then with like the American flag, I'm like, dude. Oh man, that is some fuck. You know, I'm not gay or anything like that, but that was a fucking sleigh and a half, dude. That was fucking rad. And then there was a scene where Robot Moon Juice is holding up Ugly Worldwide. What a wild name. Upside down, but they together they make an American flag.
Yeah.
And it was like, oh, this is weird. This is so fucking strange, but it's cool. Yeah, there's just all kinds of iconic scenes, and I think everybody in the LGBT community is gonna love this, and I think this is like worthy of being on RuPaul's Drag Race on I think it's on MTV now. But
honestly, dude, I think that that's too low for them.
I'm just saying as a starting point.
Their starting point needs to be fucking high, and this is not to insult the fame of RuPaul's Drag Race, but yeah. This shit needs to be at like, I don't know, the fucking Grammys and the fucking like. This is top tier shit, man. This is, I don't know. This transcends everything, dude. This was amazing.
It's cool. So, fuck. I don't know if I have anything else to add. Fuck. I thought I had something. You got something else to say?
I will say that I was getting like this Gangs of New York / French Revolution like vibe from some of the stuff, and like I thought that was kind of cool. I don't know if this was meant to be a political statement. I mean, listen, they're artists or whatever from New York. I'm sure everything that they do is meant to be a political statement. So I'm sure that there's something in there. But I thought it was cool in general. I just liked it. I enjoyed it. I think they should do more.
Yeah. Yeah, I think this is going to be... at drag shows, I think this would be a banger for drag shows and shit. I don't know, man.
This would be a banger at NASCAR drag races. All right. Like fucking anything. This is a banger everywhere. This thing transcends sexuality.
Yeah.
I'm telling you right now, if you pop this shit in front of some like oil field fucking MAGA Republican, you can't help but fucking bob your head and fucking go like, oh, this is tight. All right. This is tight as shit. You can't help it. Okay. This could be the shit that brings us all together. I don't know. Maybe I don't know. Maybe I'm just making shit up. I don't know. Maybe I'm crazy.
As far as like what I could kind of pin down what it sounds like to me personally, and for other people it might be different, but for people that enjoy Empire of the Sun, for people that enjoy, I would say even maybe like Neon Indian, maybe like the Vega International School album from Neon Indian. Shit, man. I those are like the two artists that come to mind. But if I find out or if I think of anything else, I'll write it down in the description. But otherwise, you know, that's subject to your own interpretation. But that's all I had for the episode. Hopefully you enjoy the track. You've looked it up yourself and saw the music video, and you're just as amazed and dazzled by what they've done with their song and their music video as I was. So that's all I got for the episode. So
yep.
Appreciate all right, cool. Listening.
Yeah, we appreciate you. And, you know, if you're one of our sworn enemies, then, you know, go fuck yourself. And we hope you eat a dick or, you know, something thereof. Okay, goodbye.